sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama. What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of the JMC Budget B&B podcast. It's your man, Jesse Jake, here coming at you on the 1-2 right now. This is the J.
This is Chris. This is the C.
Oh, I got it wrong. Sorry. What's the M?
M. Martin.
That's one.
Yeah. You had to ask his name. This is the C.
Yeah.
The C.
I put the C in Chris.
He puts the C in Hunt.
He puts the C in something. And today we have a very special guest out here on the JMC Budget B&B podcast. Sitting on the couch is the one, the only, the lovely, the gorgeous, Kristen Barros.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, KB?
So good.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No, that's all right. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
You know, you're always welcome here.
Humble abode.
It's lovely.
Slash recording studio.
Yes.
Slash coffee table.
We missed you the first time around.
We didn't get
you on the podcast.
Yes.
Been a while.
Yes, because this is, in fact, your second time at the JMC Budget B&B.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for choosing us once more for your Sydney accommodation.
It's the best priced accommodation in town.
For those of you playing at home, she was actually our first guest.
This is true.
What?
No, she wasn't.
Brody was?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Well, no, Brody and Chris.
Yeah,
no, Brody and Chris.
Me. Yeah, Brody and Chris.
Definitely
yeah.
Beat me.
Because it was going to be Broads. But
so
then,
not so special.
Yeah, not so special. But she's one of our favourites.
Technically, though, you could also count my mum and my brother on the first night.
We can
that counts.
Totally pretend.
We should also put our phones on silent. I think all of us went off at the same
Ooh,
time.
That's group messages for you. Apologies,
but
listeners.
But we're all in the same group message, so it's okay.
We're professionals.
Messaging each other as we podcast.
Yeah. Just about talking points. Just like, oh, make sure you mention this.
Not first guest.
Don't let the audience like, no, we're texting, no. Oh, wait.
We're taking live text coming in, guys.
Whoa!
It's just our many audience members, hitting us with a bunch of questions and queries.
So many times.
This pre-recorded podcast.
We'll take calls from later on, too.
The lines are lighting up, guys.
Hi.
What's the number? 13 1060.
Yeah, hit us up on 13 1060. And,
only if you're in Brisbane, though.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what this is. Is it? No, that's a national number, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Pretty sure it's a national number, yeah.
Because Hamish and Andy say 13 1060.
They do, guys. I take it back.
Back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we doing here, guys? What's this
Well,
this is a podcast.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do on a podcast?
You cast pods.
Mm.
Here are some pods.
In what? Yeah.
Snickers pods, Mars pods, any kind of pods, really.
There are peas in a pod.
We are peas in a pod.
No, we're all about telling stories, KB.
All about telling stories.
Yeah, story time.
So, I mean, a question we ask all of our guests that come on the podcast is, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened?
That's a pretty loaded question.
It is. It's a full-on question.
To start off with. There's no, like, warm-up.
No,
like,
usually we
it.
Do, but you got it. You pull my shorts.
You're one of our good friends, so there's
no warm-up. Look,
if you've got, like, a secondary warm-up story, hit us with that first and lead up to the big one.
I don't have a secondary
if you want.
Warm-up.
You're saying you've only got one embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
There's only one. I tend to, like, block out a lot of stuff.
Well, I think that's what you do with embarrassing things, isn't
it?
You kind of
But there's one
block it
that
out,
always, like,
kind of
sticks out.
What's in relation to there?
I was smaller than I am now. I know that's surprising because I'm pretty tiny already.
Okay.
But,
Whole 30 centimetres.
I know, right? It's crazy.
You're 5'1"?
I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
What are you, MJ?
5'5".
You're taller than me, but that's okay.
It's all right.
That's...
5'2".
Isn't Tom Cruise 5'5"?
Yes, he is.
And look at him.
So he's Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
There you go.
Actually, Bruno Mars is 5'4", I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
We're smashing it.
Smashing it.
So you were saying?
I was like, I don't know, maybe 10. And we had gone to the snow.
To the snow.
To the snow. And
which snow?
We were in Melbourne.
The white one.
We were in Melbourne. No. We were at Mount
Snowy.
Ski.
Oh, right.
Snow Mount.
Is it Mount Ski? I don't know.
Ski? Mount Ski?
Mount Ski.
Isn't Ski
Mount
yogurt?
That sounds like you're making that up.
I'm probably making that up. I remember why would they call like it a Mount little, Ski? Like, snowflakey badge with the name on it, but I can't tell you.
Is it next to, like, Mount Hike?
Yeah.
And, like...
yeah.
It is. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually legit.
And Lake
and where are the others, guys? Keep the puns
and
coming.
Walk track.
Walk track. Yeah.
Walk track. And MJ, one from you.
Hot chocolate cabin.
There you go. See?
Oh, yeah. Good.
You guys are rolling with the punches already.
Yeah.
And
so you're on Mount Ski.
Yeah. Ski.
Fake name, but okay.
Anyway,
is this the family
if you're
holiday?
From Melbourne and you know what I'm talking about, just like comment.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60.
and we had never been to the snow before, so I never skied before. And like you do your like ski classes and stuff, and it's all a bunch of fun. My brother's the kind of person that if he wants to do something, he can just do it. Mm. Like he just picks it up and
one of those people.
Like, yeah, he's just like capable of
damn.
Whatever. Like
yeah.
He's one of those terrible people that...
Yeah, doesn't make you mad. Makes
yeah.
me so mad.
Does he, like, not study for a test and he just gets it?
No, not, like, not that. Not that far advanced in his...
One of those people who, like, just picks up a dumbbell once and then they're just, like, jacked. Like,
yeah.
Like, son of a bitch. Like...
Yeah.
So he was, like... He's 2 years younger than I am. So he was, like, speeding down the ski fields and everything. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm not the most coordinated person... in the world.
What? No.
I'm not like
no.
I'm not like tripping over my own feet.
No.
But
there's some coordination.
There's some coordination that I'm lacking.
Is it skiing or snowboarding?
In skiing.
Skiing, okay.
But just in life in general.
But just in life okay. in general.
Yeah.
So my brother was like speeding down this hill, which was pretty easy. We were kids, so we're obviously not doing like the hardest level
yeah.
ski fields because that would just be silly. So Jake's at the bottom, I'm at the top, freaking out because I also have a fear of pretty much everything. And Dad's like, "Come on, like if you go, I'll go." And I was like, "Okay." So we start going down this hill. I trip over one of those green electrical boxes that are like things. Dad's directly behind me. He trips over
Wait,
me.
Wait, it was on the ski field?
Yeah.
A green electrical box?
Yeah.
Just chilling on the ski field?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like
on the track?
Halfway down.
That's dangerous.
It was like a green box. I what? Remember it vividly. It's like this green box.
Is this on the track or did you like stray way off
hill.
The track at this point?
It's on, I don't know. Like it's not, it wouldn't be surprising.
Like the ski field's on this side of the mountain.
Straight.
You're down, going
no.
on this side of the mountain.
Yeah,
it was
very visible and
okay.
everyone else was able to navigate around it. I could not, because that involved turning,
yeah.
and I just needed to keep going straight ahead.
Well, that's one of the few things they wait till the end of the lesson is like on how to turn.
Yeah.
It's legit, like legit, they teach you how to ski, but they don't teach you how to turn until you like pretty much ask or right at the end of the lesson.
I always felt like, you know, if you in emergency, just fall on your ass and you just stop, right?
Well, I did that. I did that. I fell over. I tripped over this box. And my dad ended up tripping over me. So in this, like, cartoony,
oh.
like, comic style, the two of us are rolling down the hill together. Everyone's watching, unable to stop it from happening. And we get to the bottom, and my brother, I've never seen him just, like, so smug in his life. Because he's like, I made it down, and you two losers. Like, you know, just like, but...
Were there, like, skis flying off?
Oh, like, it just, like, yeah. I just, I can't. It's just.
Wait, so your dad fell on you? Over you?
Over, like, he tripped over me. Because he had managed to turn at this box. But I had not, and he had, like, thought to go back to where he was, like, headed. And
right, right.
We were rolling down the hill.
Yeah,
rolling
yeah.
down the hill. We were rolling
How far
down
would
the
you
hill.
Say you rolled together?
Look, it was at least halfway.
If he wasn't your dad at the start, he was at the end.
How close was he behind you?
He was pretty close.
I was going to say.
They're a lot closer now, though, as human beings after
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, Kristen's dad.
Hey, Dad.
Thanks for listening.
Snow more tears.
Oh, no. Look, I was very small. I was probably like 9 or 10. Right. So the distance is probably very exaggerated in terms of what it actually was.
Yeah, right, because of scale.
Because like technically, like I was probably like half the size I am now, which is also surprising since I'm already quite small. Mm. But like, yeah.
How old were you?
I was 9 or 10.
Did you get back on the horse after that, or get back on the mountain?
Look, I don't really...
skiing.
So what was the horse doing this whole time? We just left him in the cold?
He fell down the hill as well.
He was at the bottom laughing.
Laughing his ass off,
like
everybody
else Mr. on Ed. This particular hill. Like,
the horse is like punching people beside him, like, look at these motherfuckers. Like,
at the end of the day, we brought a lot of comedy to the...
For sure. So how many people saw you?
Quite a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole ski field just laughing at you.
He's shrugging his dad. Like, see, kid, that's not what's not to do.
You know that thing I told you not to do?
Yeah,
that's the reason why.
That's the thing. Have you been skiing since?
No, I haven't.
You've never been skiing since?
I've never been skiing since.
Is this like as a result of the PTSD because of this particular thing? Or is this just
I think it's just because of circumstance. Sure. I haven't gone back to the snow.
Yeah, right.
So,
you've never been back to snow since?
No.
Are you interested to go back to that box and be like, I'm going to get you?
Well, yeah.
Unplug its electrical wires. Yeah. I'll show you box.
I can't even remember where I was. So
what you
I
should do is show up and paint it white in the hopes that other people will run into it and cause the same thing you did.
Set up a camera somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, what a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's just...
I am headed to Mount Ski now, guys, with a camera and paint. Just a big big bucket of paint from Bunnings.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm going to make a new prank show. You just reminded me, though. I've been skiing once in my life as well in New Zealand, and similar to you, I'm not the most coordinated person in the world.
As we saw, we're trying to set up for the podcast.
Yeah, spilled a beer all over everything.
But not just that, the daily, you just break solid.
On the daily, yeah. Usually, I think almost every night if I'm preparing food or making some sort of, like, teas, for example, there's at least, like, I need a cloth every night. There hasn't been a single night that I can recall where I haven't, like, spilled something. It's always a win for me, though, if I don't spill something, right. And I get excited, and then I spill something, like, a minute later.
I think that's unusual.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I always thought it was unusual.
I think it's unusual.
You don't know the amount of, like, the high percentage rate of him dropping things.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Actually, I for example, just last night at work, I took a photo of this. I broke two photo frames.
You broke two photo frames?
Well, I dropped six. So I called it a win because only two broke.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty good, actually.
So, yeah, I thought so.
Dropping things at work is always awkward, too.
It's fun, though.
Is it?
I kind of feel like I'm getting back at the company in my own little way because I'm not doing it on purpose.
That's true.
And I'm starting a log. I'm taking photos of all my things, and one day I can make a collage.
Have you told the people on the podcast where you work?
Target.
I was going to say because I wouldn't, if you hadn't already, I wouldn't mention it, but if you already had, but that's just too late.
What could go wrong?
I don't know.
You might not have a job tomorrow.
The fact that they know there's a
This is the least of worries, I think, of things I've done.
Not only that, you've just told them that you've now got a backlog of the things that you've broken.
And that you like it.
Well.
Now, you've got the evidence yourself.
I don't recall saying those words. You have no proof, guys.
We have... Yeah.
I heard nothing.
It's at the point, KB, where... Like, if there's a smash heard at my work, everyone just, Chris, where's Chris? Like, everyone just assumes it's me. And if they don't hear the crash, people always see me, because I have to walk all the way out the back to get, like, the dustpan and brush.
Right.
You should just carry it with you.
But we don't have a small one. We've only got, like, the big ones.
You should just get,
like, a little mini one that attaches to a belt.
That's not a bad idea.
Or, like, a dustbuster.
Yeah. Does dustbuster pick up glass?
Yeah.
It's mostly glass.
Yeah, Dyson.
That I broke. Yeah, we don't sell Dysons. It's a big W thing, I think.
No, not even that. You need to go to like the good guys or Harvey Norman or someone who actually sells good products.
Uh-oh. We're starting to cross over.
I don't work there, so that's fine.
It's true, Jesse.
Right. Yeah, I don't work there. Right.
But it's at the point where, like, so, like, if I smash something and I think no one's seen it, I'll, like, have to, like, sneak out the back to, like, grab, like, a dustpan and brush. But there's always one motherfucker
that knows.
That always sees me, like, walking away with, like, a dustpan and brush. Like, ah, Chris broke something, anyone? It's like, son of a bitch.
That's pretty, but it's nice that you have, like, different rooms where you can kind of hide it. Because, like, I was working at a cafe that was a U-shape, so... And if you had, there was once I took, like, the whole tray of dishes from the dishwasher and put it on the bench to, like, unpack the plates easier.
Oh, but
it wasn't on the bench properly, and when I let go, the whole tray fell. So not only did every employee see it, but everyone in the cafe also saw it because...
Well, see, that's always... I always find it better if a customer sees me do it, because then I think I can't get in trouble for it, because the customer will always feel sorry for me. Whereas if it's just me around, a manager could very well say, oh, make the whole that's coming out of your paycheck joke. Which I've yet to see them actually take. It's coming out of your paycheck. Okay. They threaten it all the time. I've yet to see it come out of my paycheck.
It's happening,
it's
yeah.
It's Chris from Target. People listening.
Specifically at this show.
Yeah. That, could be any Chris. Could be any Target.
Just deduct all of their pays.
Every Chris.
Yeah. Common name.
Just affect the whole Chris nation.
The Chris Nation, yeah. Which, by the way, I just want a little side note. The Chris Nation is a Facebook group.
Right.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Right. I got added to it and I lost my shit because it's the most amazing thing. It's just, it's only Chris is allowed in the group.
There would be quite a number of you.
There is. And we're building force. It's basically just a bunch of like people posting about the amazing Chris's in the world and the things they do.
How many
numbers? Oh, I'm not too sure. I'll have to check that. I think it's in the thousands. I think it's like 3,000, I think. We're up to. Yeah, I think. I'll have to double check that.
Worldwide.
On that. Oh, it's Facebook, so it'd have to be, I think.
You were about to tell us about a
Yes, I was. I was circling back to it.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's the level of clumsiness I'm at, right? So, the ski field I went to in New Zealand has a beginner's slope, and then you got like the big intermediate slopes, right? Now on the beginner's slope, there's like a little conveyor belt that just kind of takes you up to the top, and you stand on the conveyor belt, takes you to the top, you do your skiing. So I'd
how
had
do
a
conveyor
lesson.
Conveyor belts work? You just stand on them.
You stand on them, right? Seems like a simple task, right? You're just standing there. It's all you're doing. Well, I fell off the conveyor belt. I nearly slid down the mountain. Like, so you have like. If you're on the conveyor belt... pretty much, actually. Like, if you're on the conveyor belt and you look to your right, there's where everyone's skiing on the beginner slopes. If you look to your left, it's just death. There's just cliff faces, mountains, nothing. There's a little car park to the side there, but if you fall off that, you're pretty much gone.
Yeah.
So I fell off that. And luckily, my ski got caught on the conveyor belt. This is the only thing that really kind of saved me. If it wasn't for that, I probably would have ended up in the car park. Like, I probably would have got lucky the way the slope was.
Right.
They had to, like, stop the conveyor belt and, like, everyone was, like, held up. All the people on the conveyor belt kind of ran into each other as well. Like, the people, it's a very tight line of people getting onto this conveyor belt and getting off. So a lot of people I pretty much screwed up their whole system for the day, essentially. But I don't know, to this day, I don't know how I did it. Mum recalls watching me stand there, and then the next minute I just fell to the side, and I don't know how.
Good.
To this day, I don't remember how I did that.
That's great.
But it's one of those things where like I didn't even bother going on the intermediate slopes after that. I was like, I can't even make it on the easy stand thing. Where you just stand.
When you stand there, and the ground moves for you.
It can be hard, you know.
Standing,
Yeah.
Is this why you don't go on treadmills?
Possibly. I feel like I might. It brings back memories just seeing those types of things. But no, standing, Jesse, is hard because, as you might recall, I told you this. I've actually like dislocated my knee cooking eggs.
Yeah.
Before. I'm sorry. How?
This is the first time I've heard this.
So I like. Cooking eggs is a difficult task, guys. It's not as easy as it looks.
When you slip on conveyor belts, I'm not surprised. Anything's difficult for you, mate.
No, I don't know how I did it.
Yeah.
I was just making fried eggs in the kitchen. Yeah. Next minute,
fried
night.
Eggs.
Fried
that's
eggs.
The easiest one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The easiest one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
allegedly.
Allegedly. It was pretty difficult on this particular day, I would say.
So you're standing there.
So I'm standing there cooking eggs, and then the next minute I was on the floor. With a dislocated knee.
What do you mean the next minute? Well, something happened between
What happened was I just kind of... You know when you're standing and you just kind of put a bit too much pressure, like on one hip and then the other hip, and you know, on each leg?
Yeah. Like you're cocking your hips back and forth.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I must have been doing that from memory. And then it just, I guess, too much weight on one side and just my knee gave out. And I'm like laying on the floor and I'm like worried about my eggs. I'm like, no, my eggs are going to be burnt.
Because it was just getting time to flip them. Like, reached up and turned it out.
Well, you'd think so. With a dislocated knee, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
It's not a fun time. It's not a fun time. Especially when you get to the doctor.
So you dislocated it before you hit the ground.
Yeah, so it dislocated. I would say it dislocated like whilst I was standing. And then once I hit the ground, it pops back in. So, yeah, it's done it a few times. I think that was, like, the second time it happened, though. But it's not fun going to the doctor and, you know what I mean, they expect some sort of big story. Oh, what have you done to your knee? It's the size of a rock melon. Yeah. And, oh, I was cooking eggs. But we should probably explain to our viewers who Kristen is.
Sure.
Kristen is a human being.
To us.
She's 5 foot two.
Of the female kind. But no, KB and us, we go back many years.
I wouldn't even say many years.
Well, it
feels like a lifetime.
It's like two
is that
years.
A good thing or a bad thing?
It's the best thing.
Okay, it's just two.
2 years, right?
2 years. Well, I mean, you and I, when was...
We've met 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So KB is an actor, actress, whatever the term is.
I don't really know.
Is it actor now?
I think it's actor now. When did it change? But the Academy Award for Best Actress goes to...
That's true,
to confuse people.
So I don't really know anymore.
On a certificate, it's still, like, an actor.
Mm.
Still an actor, or did it change back to actor?
I think back to actor, I think.
What are we talking about?
Actor and
how
actress.
We know you. Again, we
digress.
Just slightly. KB is an actor. And so you guys met each other first, right?
Yeah, so we met on a short film a long time. Well, actually, funny story.
Chris doesn't remember how.
Actually, I do. I remember the first time I ever saw you. It's a bit of a funny story because I saw her in a play.
Yes.
She was part of the Short and Sweet Strand.
Mm, yeah.
And I was also the same year.
Yeah.
We were in the same strand.
We were in the same strand.
And...
we had quite a number of conversations that Chris doesn't remember.
Yeah.
I think because I slightly confused you.
Yeah. Well, see, what I remember is that I driving home with my other castmates after, like, the dress rehearsal, and we got to see everyone else's play, and we were talking about KB's play, and I was like, oh, yeah, that Asian chick did really well. And my castmates were like, what Asian chick? And I was like, the one who was, like, playing the old girl, the old Asian. And he was like, she wasn't Asian. She was Asian.
I'm a little Asian, but not to the point that Chris
looking at you now, you're clearly white.
Yeah.
You're, like, the whitest of whites.
Yeah.
But I guess it's maybe either my shitty eyesight or your costume.
Your racism.
My costume.
Might come into play.
I have to point out that I was playing a woman of about 70 years old at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the costume helped.
I don't know. I don't know if it changes your race, but
I saw that play too, and it didn't look Asian.
Thanks.
It just looked like the part, the old lady.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was clearly the only one who thought she was Asian.
That's okay.
My castmates gave me a lot of shit for that, thinking she was Asian. And then we met on set after that. I was like, oh, you're clearly not Asian.
You were Jesus. And he was
I was Jesus.
And I was like, I played the old lady. And he was like, oh, you're not Asian. So that was a year after that.
But to be fair, you said you have a little bit of Asian.
I do.
In you. So I wasn't 100% wrong.
You weren't completely wrong. You just weren't completely right.
Yeah. I'm taking it as I was right, technically. Yeah. 8th?
Like, maybe...
16th.
I think it's 48th. Like somewhere between an 8th and a 16th.
That's not even worthy.
No, it's worthy enough.
Your height's worthy.
My height is worthy.
Do you know any, like, Asian things?
What?
Please
I'm gonna, no, I'm just gonna, so I'm gonna withdraw that whole comment because it's gonna be taken the wrong way. I'm not even gonna try and fix it.
My dad is it's Spanish, Filipino, Portuguese, Chinese.
Well, which one? Mix.
All four.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good mix.
How does that work?
She wasn't just. just it could be it any one of these. It's like
who's your daddy? You're number one.
He's either Spanish or Portuguese.
Yeah.
No, he's all four of those things.
How can he be all four?
Yeah, four grandparents.
Because you have a lot of. I don't know if you know what genes.
Wait, so he's. All right, so you're saying so his parents and his grandparents come from each one of those.
Yeah, there are a whole lot more.
Right.
Yeah, like, if like you're going to extend it to like grandparents and great grandparents.
Right, yeah, okay.
But they're like the main four, that kind of.
Like, I'm sure that, Chris, what's your family? Like, are you just straight out?
We don't actually know. We've been told many different things.
Like, surely, like, your family comes from, like, maybe New Zealand or, like, maybe in Europe somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, apparently a bit of French, a bit of Scottish, a bit of Irish.
See that?
Who knows? Somewhere.
Just super Anglo-Saxon. That's all I
know. Yeah.
Just all the white.
Name a white country, I'm it.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
I don't really remember meeting KB, to be honest.
I remember you came to Short and Sweet the year after.
Yeah.
And we had been doing classes together at the time, because I met you two in a class that I very rarely went to because of Short and Sweet.
Yeah, you're like a phantom.
Yeah, mermaid. I was like in and out all the time. Yeah. Merman?
Merman? Merman?
Did you say merman?
No.
Okay, that's all I heard.
Merman!
But it wasn't until like after you saw the Short and Sweet and you're like, hey! I know you.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I know you. And then, like, we started hanging out.
Oh, we did the voice workshop.
Yeah, voice and movement.
I don't remember now.
Yeah. I remember that. It was a good course. It was a good course.
Good course, good people.
Yeah. Mm. Great times.
And that was, like, 2 years ago now, so.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Isn't it insane?
I
feel like you were, like, three or four.
No, it's not been that long.
Get out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you and I have only really known each other for like just over 2 years.
Same as Chris.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, Chris and I just passed our 2 year friendship thing on
Facebook.
2 year
anniversary. Yeah.
Thank you, Facebook. That's a really beautiful thing that you guys.
It's amazing how like 2 years can change. Like,
yeah, but like when you really think about it, it's only been like maybe the last 18 months. Like that photo that we have up on our wall there.
Yeah.
When we were doing that,
you know that one that the audience can see? That one.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking.
We'll pop a picture of it up.
The record show Jesse gesturing to the wall at a particular
Describe the picture for us, Jesse.
I'm not going to describe the picture.
We'll post it in the comments.
We've got about 42 people.
It'll be the thumbnail of the thing. But no, like that itself, I think, was taken in May last year.
Yeah.
And that was only really the beginning of all of our like friendship and our group and all that sort of stuff. So it's incredible just like how much in that time frame, because from then to when we moved was like maybe 6 months, so like our friendship has been a foundation of only 6 months.
I know, and like I was really heartbroken.
Yeah, we were all heartbroken. It was like the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
I thought that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm. Insane. So yeah, so we haven't really known each other for that long.
We haven't,
but it feels like forever.
In a good way.
In a good way. In a great way.
Alright, yeah, so we've got a couple minutes left. Let's play that little game we're going to talk about.
Yes.
So before we decided to set up for the podcast, we were actually watching The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Whereas Chris made the comment how Sandra looks gorgeous for her age. She's stunning.
Yeah.
She's still one of the best looking women in Hollywood as far as I'm concerned.
And also incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that too. No, without a doubt. She is a phenomenal actress. Actor.
We don't know.
We're just going to cover both. Actor/actress.
Artist.
She's an artist. She really is.
Mm.
Anyway, let's check out her age, basically. She's 53 and she still looks as incredible as she does. So, we decided 53.
It's amazing.
53. It's incredible. I don't know. What's in the water out there in Hollywood?
She has to be, thinking about it now, I think possibly the hottest. Like the oldest MILF that I can think of.
The oldest MILF.
I don't think I've seen an older one than 53. Like that I find attractive. Who's older? Well,
she has kids.
Does she?
Yeah,
okay. She has kids. Because you can't be a MILF without children.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I like a better word. If I say the oldest woman, maybe.
Children.
I wasn't too sure about that myself.
I don't know if she does.
I think she's had a couple failed marriages, but I don't know if she's got children.
I'm sure she does.
Sandra, if you're listening,
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, hit us up.
Can you think of an older woman?
I can think of an older woman.
Stop thinking about my mum, Jesse.
Your mum's not older than Sandra. I'm
no,
so
she's
sorry,
not. She's
Catherine.
Not. She's not.
Your son. Just throwing you under the bus.
How old is, like, Gwyneth? Or...
But see, I would put Sandra Bullock above Gwyneth.
You reckon?
Yeah. I would take Sandra
Gwyneth
over Gwyneth.
Younger, surely.
Gwyneth would be younger, and that, we'll save that for the game. That's
yeah,
a good
will.
One.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a game. Anyway, it's more like we... anyway, I was like, no, Sandra's 53. She's got to be. Everyone else at a different age. Anyway, I was on the money, 53. And then we just went into... like a few other celebrities who were like, oh, they look really great for their age, blah, blah, blah. Let's figure out how old those guys are and go from there. So it's kind of like a little guessing game. No
yeah.
prizes involved, but I think it's going to be quite insightful for all parties involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's kick it off with Gwyneth.
Gwyneth, okay.
GP. Pepper Potts.
Well, look, I feel like she's got to be in her 50s. I'm going to...
really?
I'm just screaming 51
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Gwyneth 51.
Paltrow. Look,
yeah.
I think I have to concur, but at the same time, I kind of feel like it might just be outside the 50s. I'm going to go with 49.
Okay.
I'm going for 46.
46? Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, well, just thinking about just her casting type, just looking like Iron Man, but plus they're in that, I don't know, 40s range in that movie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say like 43.
43.
Okay, alright.
Okay, locked in. 43,
here we go,
46,
guys.
How 49,
spell,
and 51.
Coming up now. Just to be clear, we haven't Googled these previously, but I will be now. She is 44.
Ooh.
Who got that?
I said 46. So you're
Well, we didn't establish. Does the winner get anything? Or the glory?
Just the,
yeah.
Glory
just
of
the bragging rights.
What a shit prize.
Yeah.
Oh, you
want
to
I want
those
I things. Want materials, damn it.
Okay.
I want things.
I want credits.
Okay.
I want exposure. That's what I want.
You
exposure.
Can have
we'll
this
go based
cup
off what's
my...
on the coffee table. You can have a vitamin C tablet. Hey, how's that?
I want
well,
a
Zyrtec. I've, yeah, okay. I've,
no, you're
okay,
going to get Zyrtec.
Okay.
You're going to get vitamin C tablets and be happy with it.
Thank you.
Well,
someone's going to die of...
Next one, I'm all in.
Someone's going to die of vitamin C overload by the end of the night.
Someone's going to have diarrhea.
No, we looked that up, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Because I was worried. Because, so, like, I'm a bit sick at the moment, in case people can't tell from the voice. But yesterday, the day before, I bought some vitamin C. And yesterday, I was downing them a bit. Now, it says on the thing, you're only supposed to take 4 per day. I think yesterday I got up to 9, possibly 10. I lost count a little bit. I'm up to 7 today. So I'm trying to beat that record by the end
think
of
about
the
week. If you're sick, wouldn't your like immune system need more of that?
I thought that's
yeah,
my thinking. That's my
know.
Thinking. So that's why I don't think I'm going to die.
I also kind of think that 10 is probably still too excessive.
Yeah, it's
like,
a little bit.
Well,
it must get to a certain point of like
it stops working.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like your body can't physically take any more.
Possibly.
C.
You have to understand too. On top of that, I've also been drinking pure lemon juice, and had quite a few juices today.
Like obviously,
as well,
if you take too much something. Too much of something, your body's going to flush the rest, the excess stuff out.
Yeah.
So
you're saying I'm going to piss out lemon juice?
Whatever.
Essentially.
Yeah.
It's going to be yellow or orange.
Well, look, I'll keep you updated on the next podcast, guys, on how that
if
works out.
If you start turning orange,
but
then I'll let you know.
If I turn orange, I think I already am. No.
Turning orange?
Yeah, I looked in the mirror today, I was like,
what,
can you not notice? Look at me now. No? Okay.
No,
you're
still
white. Very pale.
Okay. Well, shut me up. okay, guys, back to the game.
Back to the game.
I have the next celebrity, Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah Wood. Because another nameless, not nameless, his name's Elijah Wood.
Solve
that mystery.
Yeah.
Ageless is what I meant to say.
Yeah, okay.
Because we also did Keanu Reeves before as well. We found out he's another ageless being.
He's 47 for the
47, record. Yeah. But yeah, Elijah Wood, guys. I'm going to go with 35. I don't think he's that old. I feel like he's just over.
You would know more about this because you're
older. But yeah, and I can kind of remember. I think him being 30 during the filming of possibly The Hobbit, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was Lord of the Rings, so I could be way off.
It's hard with Elijah Wood because he's been around for such a long time.
He has. He has. I feel as though he would have been over 20 when they shot the first Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Which was. Probably 1999. Years. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, almost 20 years ago they started shooting that.
Yeah.
So based on that, yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say 42.
Yeah, thinking about it out loud, no, math doesn't work out now, does it?
I don't ever remember a time where there wasn't Elijah Wood, but even then he was still like a child, but I think that's
that's because he's got a baby face.
He's got a baby face.
He's Elijah Littlewood. So what was your number? What are you going?
40.
You're going 40. What did you go with, Jesse?
42.
42, 40.
Oh, I'm not 42,
I said 35.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the 30s.
Yeah?
Oh, you're thinking 30s.
Yeah, I think 30s. I think we're going in the middle of 38.
38? All right, let's find out, guys. Here we are.
42.
Gotta remember
how to... I feel like he's my age, but I think 38 maybe.
He's not your age.
36.
Oh. 36.
That's me. That's isn't it?
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So that makes...
Wow.
So he would have been in his teens
very young.
When they started doing Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's very impressive.
Very impressive. Pop me them vitamin C's, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, on the track
eight
of...
Eight years
on the track of Lord of the Rings, Ian McKellen.
Ooh, okay, good one. I'm feeling 71 for some reason. It's just coming to mind. I feel like he's around that area.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That's pretty good,
right? Yeah.
He's in his 70s for sure.
Mm. You reckon?
Like, I there is not a shadow of
he's looking out. Great for his 70s.
Yeah, look, he looks great, but I reckon he's literally in that.
Well, I'm going to go the low range then. I'm going to say 71.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say 70, bang on.
70?
Because I think it's early 70s, but I don't want to get too close to the middle.
I'm going to stay at 68.
Oh, you're going for the low range? Okay, yeah, okay.
I'll go mid-range, 75.
75, all right, let's find out, guys. For the vitamin C, 78.
Oh!
78.
Wow. I was thinking that.
Amazing.
I was thinking that.
He's still on fire.
There you go, have another vitamin C, MJ.
Actually, someone else who's maybe that age, but like is flawless at aging, is Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Really,
he will also be there. I'm going to say he's 75.
75.
I'm going to say he's 75. I don't think he's quite as old as Ian, but they're around roughly the
same.
They're
close.
Besties.
They are besties.
Exactly.
Yeah, besties, yeah.
Like they were running around West End and together and all that sort of stuff. But I think he's just that little bit younger than he is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go 77 then, because I think he might be a bit close.
Yeah,
I'm
75. I'm going to say that he's also 78.
Also
78.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'll
you just really want a vitamin C,
don't
you?
No.
73. Okay, here we go. Patrick Stewart is 77.
Oh, far out. Who got it? Was
that
me?
Did you
say
77?
You. I said 77.
Oh, yeah, I said 75. There you go.
Thanks, brother. I need that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what happens when you overdose on vitamin C.
Well, we're going to find out tonight. Definitely, if I keep my winning
streak.
There'll
be some interesting noises coming from that bathroom, I can tell you that much. Just a quick fun fact, this vitamin C is brought to us by Synovus. I was in a Synovus commercial.
Were you?
Were you?
Yeah, my first ever acting gig.
Really?
Yep.
When?
It was an extras thing, but I was in it. You saw me on television, all that sort of stuff. It was back in 2013.
That's a long time ago now.
First acting.
What were you
gig.
Doing in said commercial?
I was a runner. I was running.
Oh,
was,
okay. Like a jogger.
It was like a marathon thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a table runner for anyone getting confused.
No.
You're not just laying on the table.
A runner on set.
No, I was actually there on camera.
And he doesn't have the runs, so I also want to clear that up.
Yeah, I didn't have too much vitamin C that day.
But
yeah, it was for men's multivitamins by Synovus.
Thanks,
Synovus. Oh, yeah, it's just a fun fact. Thank you, Synovus, for my first ever acting paycheck.
Interesting. There you go.
I think I got like $200 or something like that.
That's still pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, for an extras gig, definitely. Not bad at all.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think it was like an 8-hour call time or something like that. 7 hours.
My first acting gig was a commercial too.
Was it?
Smoking overseas.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Overseas.
So they filmed.
Did you smoke?
They filmed in the Gold Coast, but then they were obviously promoting it overseas in Indonesia. It was promoting for smoking. So
for smoking, yeah. So not against smoking. No, this is a destroy your lungs.
Yeah, but
type
the madman like smoking is good for you. So
but the commercial was pretty like badass. It was like these Indonesian guys, looking guys, running through like the forest, and then they jump off a cliff into like these dragon boats, and then we're meant to be rowing and stuff. It was a three-day shoot in the studios, big water tanks and awesome. Dragon boats and stuff like that.
That's sick. What'd you shoot? Village Roadshow or something?
Yeah, Village Roadshow. Really? Yeah, really. It was winter, so it was cold, but we were shirtless. It was like,
Cooking eggs.
Cooking eggs, but yeah.
Did you have to smoke in the commercial?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
No, there's no smoking, like, we didn't have to smoke or anything. It was more like, I don't know.
Did you take up smoking, though, just in preparation for it? You're like, well, I got to study my role.
My first actor's gig, yeah.
Who knows what they're going to ask, you know what I mean? You're smoking, like, eight cigars in the car on the way over, like...
But it was pretty solid. It was like $3,500 for my first acting gig.
Wow.
Far out.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's pretty solid.
3 days, though.
That's $1,000 a day. Yeah. That's amazing. That's really good,
yeah.
Good stuff.
It's good.
Oh, wow. Good job.
That's awesome. Your first acting gig,
Chris? I don't even remember. Does theatre count? Yeah. It would have to be theatre.
I'm going to guess it's something to do with baby oil, complex movements, and...
Lucky position.
Let's talk about everything I'm in involves baby oil and complex movements.
Let's just talk about the first paid stuff.
Yeah.
First paid stuff?
Yeah, not the ones you paid to be a part of.
My first paid gig was actually like a one of those... not simultaneous. That's the word I'm looking for.
Simulation.
Yeah, sorry, my words aren't the best today.
But those universities...
Yeah, so it was at my university, but it was for... does this count? Like,
as a person? Yeah, I guess so,
acting?
Like,
I'm going to say yes.
We were hired as actors, so... But it was a simulation for, youth workers. So, essentially, they gave us these roles of just, like, shitty teenagers. They're, like, just be assholes.
That's just you.
Yeah, I think that's why they cast me. So, essentially, I had to, like, be an asshole. And, like, there were, like, other girls as well, and they're, like, crying and stuff. And it was basically to put these social workers under pressure... to say this is what you're going to experience in the real world, that type of thing. But I found it, like, because it was my first ever paid gig, I put a bit too much pressure on myself, I think.
Did you overact?
Yeah. I really went a bit overboard. We all did, though. Like, all the actors, it was all our first ever, like, paid gig. And, like, the girls were, like, bawling their eyes out when there should have just been, you know, a few little tears or emotions. I was like swearing my ass off, like at these social workers, just having a good old fucking time.
Well, that's also reality too, so.
It is. But yeah, they kind of like pull us aside afterwards and like, that was good, but not really what we were expecting.
Yeah.
And we kind of just got the vibe like, oh, okay, we went too far with that. What about you, KB?
How much you get paid?
$100.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck all.
For 1 hour?
Yeah, it was about an hour-ish. That's not too bad. But they also gave us, like, free food and stuff as well, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, good one.
It appears the podcast that you're listening to has run out of time. Unfortunately, KB and the crew are unable to finish this week's podcast, but she'll be able to come back next week. So please, tune in again. Sorry, guys, that was our Vodafone voicemail guy chiming in to tell you guys to come back again next week to enjoy the rest of KB's afternoon with us, really, when she stayed here at the JMC Budget B&B. So come back and find out about her first paid acting gig. We heard Chris's. We don't need to know any more about him or anyone else but KB, because she's the one on the podcast. Part 2 coming out next week. So join us then. Keep it real.